I was kind of wanting a guy's perspective.
Okay.
Don't do it.
So do you want us to give you a phone number of a guy that might have some decent perspective? I'm joking. Go ahead. What do you have?
Is it wrong for, me to date someone just because I don't want to be alone anymore?
Like, you mean date someone that you're really not head over heels with, but you just want some company?
Yeah.
How old are you?
25.
25?
Uh-huh.
Well, you get lonesome? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah. I broke up with my boyfriend several weeks ago, and now that I'm over him, I'm, like, in the single circuit and totally, like, hating it.
Yeah, see, I'm fortunate enough that I can go without company for a pretty long amount of time. You know what I mean? Like, I'm fine with that. But I think girls, it's a little bit different for girls, too, anyway. So, what, are there no other prospects out there for you that you're interested in? Or, like, this guy has interest in you, or what?
Well, he has a definite interest in me, but I really only like him as a friend.
Oh. How long have you guys been friends for?
Since 2002.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ugh. No, I wouldn't go for that. If you're saying that basically it's just you'd hook up with him and date him or whatever to not be alone, that doesn't really sound like you're that passionate about a relationship with him. Isn't that kind of a, you know, risking the friendship for something that probably isn't going to work out anyway?
Uh-huh.
That's what I would say.
Okay. So where do I find a guy then?
They're all over the place. Where do you live at?
Out near Salina.
Near Salina? There's all kinds of eligible guys out in Salina, right?
Not that I've found.
I haven't been dating enough guys in Salina to have the right expertise on that. But the guys are out there. You just have to go to the right place to find them. Don't go to the bar to try to find a guy. You know, go get involved in some activity that guys and girls do together. Sand volleyball. I know it's not the right time of year for that, but...
Indoor volleyball would be better.
Is there indoor volleyball?
Yeah.
I don't know. A recreational indoor volleyball?
I think so.
Yeah, that's a good point. I bet there is.
What about basketball?
That's good.
There you go. Co-ed basketball.
All right. I can do basketball.
Yeah, just seek him out. Go do, like, some fun activity and find him that way. You'll find a decent guy that way.
All right. Thanks, guys.
And good luck to you.
Bye.
See you. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Free for all Friday. You can talk about whatever you want. Go ahead.
Okay. Here in Salina, we were a bunch of idiots. Well, it's nothing new.
Including you? You're admitting this?
No, I'm not an idiot.
Oh, okay.
I may be slow, but I'm not an idiot. Okay, they're all fighting about spanking children.
Like just random children you go up and start spanking, or your own children?
No, you're spanking your own child.
Okay, because yeah.
They're saying that it's abusive, and it turns those children into abusers.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a mom of six. Three of which are teenagers, three of which are toddlers. Okay, my teenagers have came out just fine by spanking them. And if you go biblically, it says, spare the rod, spoil the child.
I'm familiar with that, yeah.
I mean, I'm not for abuse, but, you know, if a child's doing something wrong, I mean, life or death situation, damn right they're going to get a spanking for it. I think people take it too far. I mean, heaven forbid I decide to spank my child in the bathroom at Walmart. At least I'm not spanking them in the middle of the store.
I'm surprised the people who are anti-spanking haven't come up with a different term for spanking. Because spanking sounds like something that's kind of fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Kind of,
spanking.
You know, yeah, something that shouldn't be discussed on this early in the morning.
I'm going to give you a spanking. Get over here. Yeah.
Well, you've been naughty. You need a spanking.
Wait till your dad gets home.
Okay, that was uncalled for.